McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
My little Coco Chanel.
Hi, Shayla.
What's her name?
Chloe.
You should have just went with Coco.
I want you to guess what my dog's names are.
Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
No, Luna.
Luna!
Well, wait, I got the first one. Lucy?
No, there's no Lucy.
Oh, okay. I got it close. It was Luna.
Guess
okay.
The other two.
Momo. Good.
Why did you have to say it like that?
Because he wasn't sure if he heard me, right?
Sure Momo.
Okay, so you have something close to Coco. You have
I
Momo.
Do. I have close to Coco.
Momo, Luna, and Cindy. Super close.
That was actually, like, they all are kind of, like, they're not close at all, Lucy, but they're all kind of close.
Celia.
No. Starts with a D.
Daisy.
Yeah.
Y'all hear that, Cokie?
She ever go to the dog park?
She's like a cat. Like, she wouldn't know.
No, do these type of dogs even like going to the park?
I don't think. You know, they were like initially, they were like meant for like emperors. Like, they were bred for like emperors.
Just to like sit and look cute.
In China.
So these like, dogs?
Mm-hmm. You ever watch Sagwa on PBS?
Yes, it was my favorite show.
Do you remember the Shih Tzus that were the emperor's dogs?
Uh-huh. Oh.
No, the way I, for a split second, thought he was being serious. And I was like, no way.
That show was great.
No,
did you watch it? You
liked
PBS? Oh.
No, I only watched PB&J Otter.
I loved PB&J Otter.
I was surprised I got that right.
That show was addicting.
That show was good.
I remember watching Roly Poly Oly 2, and I knew I was too old to be watching it and enjoying it, but I was like, I love this.
Yeah. I liked Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh my God. Yes. Did you see that they, like, recently they performed? Like, the guy, the.
Why do I remember seeing a big.
It was on the, TikTok. Like, yeah. The, like,
Bear
the puppet
in the
guy.
Big Blue House?
Has it always just been a puppet?
No.
I don't remember.
No.
That.
I remember it being, like, live.
Like, a
I
big.
Well, oh, wait.
Yeah,
no, it was. No, it wasn't.
Like, did you ever see above his waist?
I think he was a puppet.
I thought so.
Because the guy performing literally is doing a puppet. And I was like, that is not the bear I pictured
no.
this whole time.
That's what? Crazy.
And he looked so big. He looked so
well, yeah, it was
big on
Bear
set.
In the Big Blue House. No, wait.
Yeah, it was big. It was big bear in the blue house.
big.
Y'all remember Bananas in Pajamas?
No.
I loved
Thank
Bananas
you.
In Pajamas.
Thank you. I knew one person had
I
to.
I loved Bananas in Pajamas.
Did you also see that VeggieTales is headlining
Coachella
this year?
No.
Shut
Actually.
The fuck. No. No.
They're not headlining, but they are performing.
How?
We were actually recording when it came out live, the list, and we were going through it, and VeggieTales
like,
is one of them.
But they're not like a group.
Yeah, but it's like, it's for the laughs. Like, imagine the memes. Imagine the videos coming out with VeggieTales performing at Coachella stage.
Okay,
Is it Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh,
yeah.
We were close. We knew
That's
it was
trash.
It was something.
Shit.
It was
Same
something
difference.
Like that. It was something like that. Yeah, Wait, Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba. It was like he kind of looked like they looked like the car dealership things, right? Is that Gumby?
They have some heaters, right? For sure, because they wouldn't have them headline if they didn't have some heaters.
But Yo Gabba Gabba is scheduled to perform at Coachella 2025.
I'd love that.
Damn, I wish it was VeggieTales.
No, me too. In fifth grade, I played Larry for the school play.
But Yo Gabba Gabba.
Larry the Cucumber.
Sense,
yep. Oh my God.
They look like VeggieTales.
Favorite VeggieTales song?
Fruit Salad.
That's the Wiggles.
Yeah, that's...
I'm done.
Yeah, fruit salad, that's not
I'm
it.
I'm done. Thank you guys so much for watching.
What? Name one song from Yo Gabba Gabba.
I got nothing for Yo Gabba
Wow,
Gabba.
I thought somebody in this room would at least get a song.
Mm-mm. No, but have you ever heard the cheeseburger song?
From Yo Gabba Gabba?
From VeggieTales.
See, everybody seems like they know VeggieTales more than Yo Gabba.
I'll wait for you. Oh.
Anyway, but okay, I'm just going to, let's get into it. You guys ready?
Please.
Yeah. Oh, Coco.
Hit it.
I'm here.
I'm Remy.
I smell like Tanner.
Who's Tanner?
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Cal, are you hearing this?
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
You are watching another episode of BXU.
He loves putting
Stop
that
trying
X.
to make X happen.
People love it. They love
it. No one.
Yes, they do. It rolls off the tongue. BXU.
Wait. I was going to say something about merch. Should we mention our new merch that we
have? Yes. I was going to tell everybody to bring their hoodies today, and I forgot last night.
No.
Oh, my God. Well, you guys saw the last episode. Heath and I were both wearing our hoodies. If you like the font, you like the color, get mine. And the one Heath was wearing, if you liked his font and color, that on the back says hurt people hurt. Because why? Because hurt people hurt.
They always do.
And it is available right now on basicallyunfiltered.com. Get you a hoodie. And if you're not in it in 5 days, then you are not part of the cult.
I was going to bring up the merch because when we were mocking it up, Zane did one of those things again where you're very adamant about something and there's no fighting you. And so I had sent over a few options for BU. There was one that said BXU, and Zane felt very adamantly that we should do BXU. And all of us were like, but that's not our show name. And you're like, it's fine. It's just art. It's okay. They'll get it. It's just
yeah,
art.
Yeah, it is art. It's like, what's that brand?
Off-white?
Yeah, it's like you're having fun. You're having fun with signals. You're having fun with different buttons on the keyboard.
Okay.
We all do it. It's fine. It's like taking unfiltered and taking out the vowels. You know what I mean? It's like you're having fun. You're being edgy. You're being edgy.
You know what? Trid. Let's have people comment down below. Do you guys prefer BU or BXU?
Well, everyone's going to say BXU.
No, they're going to say BU because the world is against me. They're always everyone's always trying to fight me. That's why.
Stop.
This sign tried to fight all of us last
episode. No, trying to fight Remy.
All of us.
We didn't realize what you said before it until we rewatched it, but you said it is as subtle as a gun.
Boom.
Boom.
I asked Mariah what she thought when she was watching it, like, and editing it.
Like, her spirits,
says she wishes she had a camera on herself recording her reaction, because, like, I didn't tell her that it happened. I wanted it to be a surprise when she was working on it, and she said she freaked out and could not believe that it happened. But yeah, I wish I got like her reaction to it, but she said it was insane.
And she saw that like nobody really touched the sign or like it just like randomly happened.
So good. It's crazy because it kind of happened in slow motion because I remember screaming, but thinking like, oh, my scream was so delayed. But then watching it back, I screamed in the second. It just happened so fast.
I think you reacted in the perfect timing. I did a little bit of a hand thing. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. I looked at everybody's reaction. I looked at Heath. Heath, you went like this. You didn't move a muscle. It was so funny. But everybody had different reactions. It was really, really good.
I'm glad that we're all here. We're alive.
Yeah. Nobody.
I kind of like it better.
I love it.
I know. Look, you could see it more in all the shots. Yeah. Like I think we did something here.
I think so. I think everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so glad to be alive. So glad I didn't have a head injury. And
it could have gone a lot worse.
It could have gone a lot worse.
Yeah. But it's so funny. This sign just keeps on disintegrating on us every few months. It's really funny.
I wonder what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Don't even.
The whole set.
Don't even.
Please. It catches fire like too much.
Oh, yeah. From like it getting too hot on the couch. Everything catches.
Oh, yeah. It probably will.
Well, we had quite a weekend together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was honestly one of the funniest nights, I think, to this day I've ever had.
We'll call it an extravaganza.
Yeah.
Extravaganza.
I've never laughed so hard in my entire, literally 5 hours straight of just being in hysterics. I was dying.
I think before we get into the stories and the recap, we do have someone that we need to give the MVP medal to. If we could have Jordan.
Yes.
Please hop on over. Twin, why don't you come share the seat with
me?
Come on, Twin.
Yes, Jordan.
Jordan.
We got to give you the medal.
Come on over here. Come on over here. Let's share, Twin.
And not just for your amazing karaoke skills.
There you go.
Very good, Jordan.
Here we go.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for this. Thank you, Remy, for inspiring me. that entire outfit. And Alicia. I don't think it would have been possible to look that pretty without you. Uh-huh. So thank you.
Don't forget to thank the Academy.
Thank you.
And Beyonce.
Thank you, Beyonce, and the Academy for everything.
Yes. Beautiful. Wow. Very thank you, Jordan.
Deserved. Good job, Jordan. Yes. Oh.
And you guys are all probably wondering why Jordan just got this MVP. And we'll tell you right now.
It all started
on a dark, stormy night.
No, it all started when he was in my garage dressed up as Remy the morning before we even did it.
Yeah, but this is so fun. Tell me everything that I didn't know about behind the scenes. Oh, wait, also, in case you guys missed last week, we had a little mini birthday party for me, and we did a karaoke night, and we had everybody dress up as their favorite. Not their favorite, just a Remy photo. And it was so much better than I could have even expected.
Yeah.
But Jordan went above and beyond. He went with the Marvin Momo.
No, that was a good Remy. Caption that I wrote.
He really committed to the exact picture that he found of Remy.
It was so spot on and good. And just the attention to detail and level that he took this to was just out of this world.
And I'm not gonna lie, my energy was really like low before. I was just really tired. I was like, damn, I'm like, I wish I had more energy. I went in, we were all there, and the moment I saw Jordan, you even see it in the Patreon video, I could not breathe of what Jordan looked like. I could not, like, Mariah kept saying, no, just wait. And I'm like, Mariah is over exaggerating.
It can't be that good. It can't be that
good.
And his commitment to the character all night, Jordan, you just really, you did it.
No, you did. We're really proud of you. You saved the night, Jordan. Yeah. You saved my birthday.
Truly, I think you like deserve an Oscar. Not just this MVP, but you deserve the whole thing.
And a Grammy for the karaoke performance.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Well, it started with me getting a text from Jordan the night before saying like, hey, do you have one of the wigs that I could borrow for the Remy look? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, of course. He's like, okay, cool. I'm going to come after work. And I assumed he was at your house because it's not too far. But then he texted me. He's like, oh, I'm leaving Heath's now. And I was like, oh my God, you don't have to come all the way over here just for that. Like, I can bring it tomorrow when we all meet at Remy's. And he's like, no. I want to try it on with my full fit. And I was like, honestly, respect. So then he came by to pick it up. And I'm like, here you go. He's like, perfect. And then he's like showing me inspo. I'm like, what are you going to do? He was like, I'm thinking Mob and Momo. And I was like, what? What?
Thinking Mob and Momo.
I'm thinking Mob and Momo.
He is a designer.
And I was like, what is Mob and Momo? He shows me the photo. He's like, perfect. And then
he went to work the next morning in my garage, like got dressed up. And then I saw him. I just want to play real quick the video of me seeing it for the first time.
Oh, I can't wait.
He had me doing the wheeze laugh, like where you just can't get any air out. And I was just absolutely blown away by just how good he looked.
I have a question. So, were balloons involved in this one or not? Yes. The actual, oh, okay.
He had everything. Everything. He was in character, like getting ready for his performance.
Jordan, question. Did you get your little water balloon stunt, little hack from like an Instagram reel, perhaps? Okay, I saw that same one. It popped
up. Oh, that's so funny.
It popped up and I sent it to them. I was like, yo, I think Jordan used this hack.
Oh, wait. That one you sent?
The hack. Oh, my God. Oh, my. That was... That video, I also laughed so hard. Uh-huh. As soon as it popped up, it just moved perfectly.
It was
such a good hack.
So this is me seeing it for the first time.
Oh, hey, that literally looks like me.
Every single... Do a spin. Let me see.
You're laughing.
Just like straight up auntie.
Just such a genuine laugh. And it's so funny because at this point Jordan had already showed his family, his grandparents.
Oh, you were
Jordan,
making your rounds.
You loved it.
He was excited. He was really excited.
I mean, we like really could cosplay as each other, so it makes sense. We really look like twins.
But yeah, his family loved it. They were all excited. His grandpa didn't know that it was him dressed up as Remy and thought Jordan had like a girlfriend that he met because it was just like here, look at this. And he was like, oh my, Jordan, she's beautiful.
Jordina.
And he was like, Grandpa, that's me.
Jordiana.
But it's so good. If you want to, you have to see, if you guys want to see the whole thing, go to patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. You can watch the whole Korean barbecue night leading into the karaoke, It's going to be up on our Patreon. It's already out. So
not, I mean, and not to over exaggerate, I was saying this all night. We kept telling everybody, I think this is definitely our like our biggest hit yet. Like,
it's so like good.
Out of everything we've had up, this one just really.
Who'd have thought?
It took me by surprise. I just wasn't expecting for this to be the one that really took
us. A themed night, but again, Jordan saved it. Without he it, really it would have been a pretty normal video.
100%, it would have been a normal video. No element. Jordan really brought everything. That was Jordan's video.
So Jordan's ready all day, and
did he work in the outfit?
No, I wish he did, but he stayed. He stayed in the balloons the whole time. So he like
Jordan. Why change?
Oh, also, for anyone that doesn't understand, were you wearing a bra?
Mm-hmm.
He had a bra, and he put two water balloons as his boobs, and you were very protective over them. You wouldn't let anyone pop them, too.
No, but
because he'd be drenched.
It's so funny because he was, like, running errands, and instead of, like, getting, like, out of everything, he would just put a hoodie over it. So he's walking around in this oversized hoodie, and they're just bouncing up and down, and he said everybody was, like, looking at him. They didn't know like if they were real or not.
Oh, he was giving Kris Jenner too when he took that wig off and put the hat and hoodie. He looked like a manager that would F you up in a legal battle.
Oh. Yeah, he was ready to make a complaint for sure.
Oh no, he was oh my God. Great.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel. An easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late-to-start an age-maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
From cleaning sprays to hand soap, toilet bowl cleaner, and laundry tablets, all Blueland products are made with clean ingredients you can feel good about. And Blueland is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine.
Also right now, Blueland has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/basic. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/basic for 15% off.
One more time so you don't forget, that's blueland.com/basic to get 15% off. And Blueland, thank you so much for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. But we ended up going over to Remy's house to get ready to go take a party bus down to a Korean barbecue spot that was unbelievable. I've never had anything like that in my life.
What was the spot called? Good.
It's called Muhan, M-O-O-H-A-N in Koreatown.
Check it out. It is so incredible. Great service too.
So good. And then
buffet too. They got buffet. Normally buffet, these places don't have buffets, but they have buffet.
I could not believe it's all you can eat meat like that.
What was everyone's favorite part of Korean barbecue?
You cooking in front of me, Miss Remy Ashton.
I would say everybody not knowing how to tell Zane to cook the meat a little bit longer.
Well, I didn't have a good grill. My grill wasn't working. Remember? Yeah, they gave me the rookie grill.
It was so funny. We had 8 of us, I think. So it was me, Heath, Mariah, and Cal on one grill, and then Alicia, Ollie, Jordan, and Zane on the other grill. And so if you guys have not been to Korean barbecue, usually one dedicated person is the cook for the night. So I was obviously cooking for my side because I wanted you guys to enjoy your experience. It was your first time.
And I decided that I was going to take care of my people. I stepped up.
And we appreciated. We really did appreciate that.
I mean, the meat tasted good, right?
Yeah.
I cooked it. At a reasonable time.
No,
each
you
side.
Did. You reasonable. Did.
But blue.
Thankfully, Jordan was there to be like, this is raw.
Yeah, raw is in like, you know, raw next question.
Raw
like,
next question.
He loved that shit.
Yeah.
He was mouth harassing that.
My favorite part was like, and granted, you didn't ask me questions, but I should have coached you through it better. Usually what we do is like, you cut the meat maybe like 3/4 the way through, and then at least this is how I learned, you cut it and then you have like the little pieces, and then you kind of finish getting it like as crispy as you'd like, or you can like cook it to your doneness that you desire. But it was funny, so I would like, if we both had the same steak, I'd cook it, I'd flip it, I get a nice sear, I'd, you know, cut it into little bite-sized pieces, and then each bite-sized piece gets like cooked again because it's like just to get crispiness on it. I would watch Zane take a fucking half raw steak, the whole steak, hold it over one of your plates and cut it over the plate. And
I'm just cutting whatever is not raw.
It was so funny to watch you just cut it over the plate.
Bon appetit.
It was just fucking dangling there.
I looked over at Alicia at one point and she was like this. It's so
you don't
red.
Like raw? I love raw. Meat.
I love a rare steak. Like, you see, I really it's do. Got, yes.
I don't know.
But that, like, especially when, like, seeing.
Not enough.
Seeing Remy's, like just comparing, I was like, oh, this is very.
Yeah,
different.
Everybody kept looking at our grill. They were like this.
We're like, oh, shit.
Then I did come over and I did cook for
you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I always let you cook for me, and I should have been able to also do it, and I didn't care to try. So thank you.
And I love the moment we walked in, because obviously Jordan was staying in character. We go in, and of course, the first people we see is Alicia's sister with a big, giant
so
table
random.
We just talked about this on Pretty Basic earlier.
Of
we were like,
all the that's like, crazy.
They literally, I was like, don't, because this is the second time that's happened. I was like, you guys never tell each other we're going to dinner? She's like, no, we just say we're going to dinner twice now.
Crazy.
Same restaurant in all of LA.
Crazy. And it was so funny because we were expecting not to see anybody we knew the entire night. And of course, it's all, I mean, it just looked like a full table of just businessmen.
No
in my head,
there were like
in my head, imagine
people.
Just Alicia. This is all like Alicia's biggest client, like partners. And she's like, these are my friends. This is Jordan. And Jordan's like, hi.
Imagine one balloon pops right then.
Oh, good.
Speaking of, though, I didn't even know. Like, I'm sorry, all through getting glammed, all through, like, dancing on the party bus, I didn't even know there were water balloons till like, way later in the night. And I was just like, you're really whipping those things around.
What did you think they were?
I just, like, the way.
You didn't let your mind wander.
And even, no, I didn't. You know, I was just like, oh, like, okay, a bra or something, right? But then, even, like, yeah.
He used extra strength. Water balloons.
Is that a thing?
Oh, like thicker.
It's like thicker rubber.
I didn't even know this existed.
I was like, he was whipping and he was twerking. I was like, wait, they're water balloons?
Not to be creepy, Jordan, but what size bra was that?
I don't know. But I can bring it. I can just bring it in.
Were you in like double D's?
They sure looked real.
Yeah, they did. Real enough to where when we got to the restaurant, he's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And he's like, wait. I guess I should take my wig off. But then,
and
like,
he pulls out this whole disguise to try to cover it. And he's putting glasses on. He's got his hat down low.
But
he still has,
like, his boobs are still there.
I didn't want to leave him alone either. Like, he would, like, disappear. I'm like, Jordan, like, you should, like, stand next to us just so you're not, like, by yourself. People don't think you're, like, you're a fucking.
And people, people pick him up and, like, he looked good.
He did.
I thought he was going to get abducted. I was a little worried.
He looked.
We have to do like a carousel on the Instagram of like our favorite videos from the night.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Good ones.
It's so good.
It was so funny. Also, because he was running, but like if you're a woman listening with a chest, you know you have to hold your boobs while you run. So halfway through, we're like, hold your boobs. And he just, his and arm he was like genuinely goes hurting.
Jordan
hurting.
Was like, my yeah. back. And Remy goes, yeah.
Tell like, me welcome to my world. I've had pain since I was 12. I get it.
Oh, man. And then we went to karaoke, and then we also, it was just a wholesome time singing all of our favorite songs. Finally did it for Remy.
I want to do it again. I was tired. I need to do it again where I can like
Remy just better. Wasn't happy with her performance. She thought she was killing it in the moment, and then she listened back to herself on the bus and she was like,
you guys, I thought oh I sounded my. Really good.
No,
it's okay. Blame me.
I think it was my cake that she like went down.
Remember
after.
When you forgot the cake and oh, the bus?
Oh, okay, wait.
Remember when you forgot that it wasn't the Wizard
yeah.
of
yeah,
the Oz, Wicked. And it was...
You thought it was Wicked, but it was Frozen?
I looked at it really quick. Oh, I'm like, Wicked, perfect. She loves Wicked, but the cast of Frozen on
I'm
the
sorry.
Cake.
The cake you bought, you thought was Wicked?
Mm-hmm. Wicked, yes.
And it was actually... Remy goes to blow out her candles, and there's Elsa...
Elsa, and, Anna, and Olaf.
And Olaf on it.
Yeah, I wasn't... Because I went to...
I just see Zane... Huh?
I was rushing because I called an Uber. I went to Ralph's real quick to pick up the cake. I was planning on making a cake, but I couldn't because I was editing before
okay,
that day.
Was I watched last week's episode, and in the beginning you said you had a plan for me. Was it the
no? Oh no! Cake? That oh. Good thing you brought that up. That wasn't the plan. So I went to Alicia. I was like, Alicia, we should try to hide. And I didn't realize how like how short of a time we had
okay.
to make this happen. But I thought it'd be a great idea for you to get on the bus, and there were two K-pop singers on the bus ready for you to sing you throughout the whole ride to the Korean barbecue restaurant.
Oh, I would have died.
Yeah, but when we looked it up, it was all just white people that you could hire to sing K-pop.
Honestly, that's even better.
The first person that popped up was this person that looked like Chris Crocker. I was like, all right, we can't do this.
No. What did you look up? Like Korean K-pop singers for
like
hire?
K-pop singers for hire. Type. And it was all white people.
No.
And we were like, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe we got the wrong site. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah. And then also when we were on the bus, I thought of that and I was like, imagine if there was just two girls just sitting there.
Also, like it was kind of a tight bus.
It was a tighter bus.
It would have been bad.
I hired that bus for my birthday this weekend and I was like, how many people does that hold? They said 15. I said, there's no way 15 people are fitting on that.
That bus does not hold 15
no,
people.
I got
there's
a
no
bigger
way.
Bus. Don't worry.
Okay. We were pretty, it was like what? Seven of us. And it was pretty packed mm-hmm. in there. But the bus was really cute though. It had pictures of Remy all over the bus.
Oh, that was cute. So sweet. And my favorite thing was Alicia and I were getting ready upstairs in my room. And I was using her phone for something and her assistant texted her and it said, hey, did the balloons get there okay? And so I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to tell her like I saw balloons.
Balloons?
And so then we finished getting ready and I like get up to go downstairs. I'm like, oh fuck the balloons. I don't want to ruin the secret. So I go, Alicia, is it okay if I go downstairs? And she's like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go downstairs.
Are you sure it's okay
yeah,
for me to
like,
go
wait,
downstairs?
Are you sure? And then later on in the night, I kind of forgot. And then when you guys did your runway and surprised me with everyone's looks, Jordan comes out with balloons in his chest. And I was like, those were the balloons.
Oh, okay.
But no, when I got on the bus, there were balloons. So there those were. Are the balloons you were talking about.
Yes.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel. An easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
It ended up being a perfect night, but then it got even more perfect when we got back to your house and you gave Mariah and I our wedding present.
From Alicia as well.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. They got us the most stunning KitchenAid mixer. And I cannot thank you. Like,
I recorded it.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. It was just something in my head was like, I feel like Mariah would want this. So I just recorded it.
I was speechless when we opened it. Thank you guys
of
again.
Of course.
I also felt weird because I didn't want to make it look like I was posting it.
What do you think?
But it's good though because I don't Snapchat anymore. So now when you see me filming something, you know it's that genuine. It's for somebody.
For the men.
We've wanted one for so. How did you know?
We just think that a KitchenAid mixer is just such a good. I feel like that's such a good wedding gift for especially someone who's like moving perfect. Or, you know, starting a life together. But when we saw the wood, what?
No, sorry. I was imagining you getting me that gift. I wouldn't even know what it was. If you got me that, I'd be like, ooh, he's what's like, this?
Oh, you got me a bowl.
A salad mixer.
You would not get a KitchenAid mixer.
Ice cream maker.
Ice cream maker. It does look ice cream maker.
It'd probably take me 30 seconds to figure out what that
you
was.
You really don't know what a stand mixer is?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay. When we saw, so this one was like the new special edition. It's so pretty, you guys. It's like a foresty, sagey green with a wooden bowl. And I know everyone watching knows.
It was beautiful.
It's so you guys.
It's perfect.
We're like, that's so them. And it's perfect. And then also,
the attachments.
You have to. Well, so she got me the ProLine 7, I think it's a 7-liter KitchenAid mixer for Christmas a couple years ago. And I use it all the time. Like, it's such a good gift to give someone. And I know you guys like cooking too. And she got me all of these attachments that are so fun.
It's so crazy, like everything you can do with it, like the pasta attachment.
There's new ones. I just got a snow cone one, so you can make snow cones. They have like ice cream makers. They have like vegetable sheeters. They have like you can grind your own meat if you want.
It's crazy that you just change the and you can do all that.
You want to know something crazy that I saw people do? They tied their baby was in like a. What's that thing where they like sit in a chair?
Bassinet.
Is that what it is? And it can like, well, yeah, it's just kind of like a little chair.
It's just like a little chair.
Like it's like they just lie in it.
Oh, we're okay.
A bassinet. I don't know what they're called. It's always just a chair for your baby, like an infant. But these people are now tying a string to the KitchenAid mixer and then tying it to the little baby so that it rocks it back and forth.
That's
it just
so do
funny.
Do,
do, and it keeps the baby sleeping.
That as well.
And but how long are you mixing something in there for?
You can go as long as you want. It'll go for hours.
What are you mixing in there that would take that take as long as what you'd want to be rocking?
I think you just have it on now.
You can just have it on. You can just there's an on switch, off switch. You can keep it on as long as you want.
Oh, so people are using it just to rock the baby. Oh yeah. Wow.
Until the baby sleeps.
Got it.
That kid's gonna grow up like needing white noise to sleep.
Oh, you're so
true.
You're so right.
How are you going to so my dad used to throw parties and have me out at the dinner parties.
Our kids are gonna
and
be
had
out,
me
yeah.
falling asleep through noise. Is that what you're gonna be doing too?
Yes, 100%.
I'm so glad that they did that for me because I sleep through anything now.
They would take us to like the bowling alley when we were babies and we'd just fall asleep at the I want our kids to like grow up and be able to fall asleep anywhere and not have to like tiptoe around. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if you like introduce that to them at like a young age and they just become used to it. Well, maybe that's why I'm such a terrible sleeper now. I don't wake up at all. All my alarms blast. I just.
But so you know maybe, what? You know what, Heath? I think that's better though than waking up to anything.
Yeah, I agree.
Except that's when there's true. Like an intruder.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's okay though.
Like my mom can't like you, anything. Even a pin the drop, AC, she wakes the up. AC turning on, she'll wake up.
Oh, that's
because that's how she was raised up. I was like, that sucks.
Yeah. I was like, thinking firefighting. Like that makes sense too. Like you have to be like, you know.
Oh, yes. Right, but no, she's always
yeah.
Couldn't sleep. But yeah, no, I'm sure the firefighter thing didn't
yeah.
Oh my gosh, imagine me a firefighter and the alarm's going off.
You'd be the worst.
I haven't like witnessed it yet. I want to witness it one time.
Well, you, during camping, when my alarm was going off all morning.
Oh, that's so true. Remember, I guess I have
Zane was like,
it.
Your alarm.
But I'm a really heavy sleeper too.
I literally will not wake up.
What does get you up then?
Mariah.
Really?
She'll like shake me or like
oh, it's grab my foot.
Heath, shake you. Oh my God, that's you're deep.
It's so bad.
What's you're your sleep bad. Score on like your Aura ring all the time?
Really good, because all like I do.
Yeah.
Do you get good night rest though? Like when you wake up, do you feel fully rested? You have to.
I don't know why. No matter what, I never feel energized after waking up.
But think about it. If you're having to be woken up from like a deep REM sleep, you're not.
It's
like
also bad if you. Yeah, it's you know? Bad if you wake up in the middle of like your deep sleep or your REM sleep.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to sleep too much because that will lose your that'll suck your energy out too.
It's weird. No, my sleep is terrible, and that's why I like try to like keep track of it and like see what like helps her. Mm-hmm. You know, if one night's better than the other. But it's kind of annoying.
Interesting. Oh
well, speaking of weddings, yours is coming up very very soon.
Mm-hmm. You know, wedding talk again.
How's it going?
It's crazy that we're getting married this month. It's
here.
It's finally here. I remember it being like 9 months away and be like, oh, we got time, 6 months, 3 months. And then like now I'm like, we're literally about to get married. It's so crazy. I'm in the feeling though of like being excited. Like you want it to come, like you're almost there, but then you're like, you don't want it to be over at the same time.
Yeah.
So we're like really like just like enjoying the moment. Today was insanely frustrating. I actually want to get you guys' opinion on this so I can feel validated. I was about to lose my cool this morning.
Ooh, like a little bridezilla moment.
Zane, I was...
Or groomzilla.
I was so mad. Let me just set this up real quick and then I will read you the text messages.
Oh, God.
You got receipts.
So we're booking the shuttle service to take people from the wedding to the venue, things like that. We were waiting for final headcount and then also making sure we can get a driver that will go like back and forth just in case people want to go early or leave when the wedding's over but don't want to stay for the after party, things like that. So I wanted to make sure that was good.
Can I just say, wedding, they have to invent something to make wedding planning more like... Just streamlined, yeah, because like the amount of guessing that you're doing of like, I'm guessing this many people will come, I'm guessing this many people won't come, I'm guessing this many people stay at a hotel, I'm guessing this many people will need a shuttle, I'm guessing this many people will leave this
also,
time.
Like, yes.
It's crazy.
Can it also be like
Google form
an estimate of people? Because obviously whether the bus is full or not kind of doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, well, that's another thing too. There's like different size buses and then you can go from like a bus that's 24 people or if you have like 40, like you need like the 50 person bus and like... Just making sure like, or you could do like two smaller buses, things like that. But I found one that has like a 55 person bus.
Okay.
So I was on the phone with them yesterday, like going back and forth, whatever. And then I went to call this morning to like lock it in. But we're also doing a brunch the following day for people to come back and like hang out again at the venue, have like the buffet, whatever, things like that. So I'm texting this guy and then I ask about the smaller bus to do it the next day. So I sent all the information and he sends me the price of the bus for the second day. And it's about the same price as the first day. And there's way less people and it's only for 2 hours.
How long is the first day that you have?
First day's 8 hours.
8 hours. Is there a minimum on how long to...
So he sends me the price and then I said, sorry, I'm a little confused. Wouldn't the minibus... for the second day only be $125 per hour. And he goes, no way. Minimum charge 6 hours all buses. So I send him a screenshot of website that shows the bus for $125 per hour. And then when you click on it, it says Monday through Friday, minimum 3 hours.
Oh.
So I said, I'm okay with paying the minimum 3 hours. So I send that and I said, sorry, I saw this at $125 per hour. And then when you click on it, it shows minimum 3 hours. He goes, not for buses. Prices are subject to change. Be realistic. How can you get a bus for $250?
Oh, not the attitude.
Be realistic. I said, listen, I'm just going based off of what your website says.
Yeah.
And then he sends me a screenshot and says, exactly. And it's a screenshot that says, subject is, all prices are subject to change based on date, time, and season. But under that, it says minimum 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then I understand subject to change if it's on season, whatever, price of the bus per hour. Sure. But it says 3 hour minimum.
Yeah.
And he's yelling at me, and then he's like, not only the gas and the driver fees, and then I'm not even including the cleaning, etc. And I'm like, how are you going to get mad at me? Your website says this.
Then get rid of 3 hour minimum off the site then.
I was going to say, yeah, if price is varied to change, that makes sense. But the hours, it doesn't say the hours are.
Exactly. But to come That's at me confusing. And be like, no way.
And so you booked through this guy already for day one. This
I
is
was
just
about
for...
to send the deposit.
Oh,
wow.
Change the company.
Oh my God.
I was going to say.
Change the
so
company.
After this, I'm like, if this guy's going to be like this.
Before.
Absolutely not. But I
you
was
haven't
just
even
like,
paid yet, too. Yeah.
I'm going off of what you're advertising.
Be
and then
realistic.
You're gonna get...
That's so
rude. Also, I'm sorry. I don't know what's normal for a... Like, I don't work... I don't do that. Like, how would you know?
Well, that's why you have the information on the site.
Right?
So it so we don't have to go back and forth like this. If it says 3 hour minimum, but prices are subject to change, then you give me the price with 3 hour minimum.
Also, that's not even the day of the wedding.
Exactly. I literally... locked my phone and I was just like, absolutely not.
Also, I'm so sorry. Like, I've been to a lot of weddings and most of them don't have shuttles for people. Like, that's very generous of you to...
I wanted to make it as easy as possible for all the guests so they're not having to worry about calling Ubers and what time. Like, it's just like, the shuttle's there, ready to go, and everybody just like...
This is for the brunch day.
So they were going to do the wedding and the brunch the next morning. Okay. But after this, and you know what's weird? I got it. In the phone number, there's 666.
I know.
The devil.
Nah.
The devil.
And I told Mariah, I was like, I don't want to be like, whatever. But like, I just like, was like, maybe not. Maybe it's a sign. And then she was like, yeah, my mom definitely wouldn't. And I was like, you know what? She goes, pray about it. So I prayed and I was like, please, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not let this be, you know, a determining factor on whether or not I use this service. Like, please just like watch over this process and like let me know if, you know, it's a good idea or a bad idea. 5 minutes later, this guy's doing that stuff. And I'm like, you know what?
You know what happened right
bottoms
after that?
Up and the devil
laughs.
666. Anyway, but I decided not to go with them.
Good.
Very good.
And you will not be getting my business.
Block his number and enjoy your wedding.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I found another shuttle company that is so sweet.
Good.
3 hour minimum.
Exactly.
Like they said.
Also, we were going to a wedding. This was one of the few that did have a shuttle and the driver didn't even know where they were going.
No way.
And the aunt of the bride was sitting near us and then she was like, hello, like, do you know where you're going? And I was like, this poor guy also probably wasn't informed where to go. But like, prime example of like, that's the last thing you want on your, you know what I mean? Like, just you want to feel good about whoever you're
also
doing.
It just hit me that brunch day is a Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Your bus is not getting rented out.
It's not
in
getting
February,
rented out.
I can't imagine it's on season.
It should have been lower.
Yeah. No one's getting married in the snow. Who's getting married in the snow?
We are.
Like, you know what I mean? Not a lot of people.
So when we went to, remember we just went to the venue to like go over some stuff? There was snow everywhere and it was stunning.
I love snow.
It was so pretty. I hope it's snowing, but not like snowing. Snowing. Yeah, like, I hope you get like the aesthetic, you know, like the feel of it without everybody like being like trapped.
You know, but y'all want a blizzard.
No, you want a Dairy Queen blizzard. And we will have ice cream. Don't worry.
Like, imagine just like the
And we will have ice cream.
It's going to be really pretty, though.
I'll probably trip and fall.
I'm so excited. We need to book our flight.
I don't know if I told you, but the people that like work there, they were like, what's your favorite dessert? Like, if you could have anything. And like...
Bianca Mangiata.
They were like, perfect. We'll make it happen.
What was it?
So... That's crazy. He asked me, he was like, do you have like a favorite ice cream or anything like that? I was like, I love cookie dough. Like I love cookies and ice cream. He goes, how about this? How about for the dessert? I'll just do warm chocolate chip cookies and a scoop of vanilla gelato in the center. And we do like ice cream sandwiches. Oh. And I was like, that sounds amazing. That's exactly it. And he's like, perfect. That's what we'll do. And then Mariah wanted like a brownie chocolate gelato type. He's perfect.
Wow.
And he was just like, anything else you guys like want? And we're like, tiramisu? He's like, okay, awesome. This guy has been so helpful. It's been amazing. Like, the venue process has been easy. But, like, outside stuff that they're, like, not touching has been, like...
Well, that's what I've learned a lot from watching you guys of how much people will upcharge simply because it's a wedding. Which, like, to an extent I get. But also when it's, like, triple a normal... Like, it's already a month. I don't know. There's, like, things where I'm like, damn, that's just, like...
Did I tell you the price of the cross that we wanted to have in the background?
You did.
$1,800 to have a wooden cross behind us.
And you know
us.
Who put that's that price? The devil.
Seriously.
The devil priced that. Think Sorry. About it.
If Zane was the vendor, he would easily charge that. He'd be like, my art, this is my work.
I would never. But the thing is that these wedding vendors, the thing is that they know that it's the most important day in your life and that you will spend it.
Yep.
You will spend it. And they're just taking advantage of it.
They do. They take advantage of the situation. Yeah. But other than that, it's been going great. We got a few more things to take care of, but everything's coming along really well. Yay. And we'll be good to go.
I can't wait.
It's insane.
In a month.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a wife. A month? Wait, we'll be sooner than a month.
My wife.
Is it 2 weeks?
That's my wife.
That's my wife. Or what did we used to say? It was like the guys that are like, oh, my wife.
No, I hate when people say the wife.
The wife.
Yeah, I gotta ask the wife.
The wife. You would never.
Mm-hmm. The old ball and chain.
It's
just so unhappy.
The wife.
So condescending.
It's so bad.
Yeah, let me.
But not Raya.
Raya.
Not my little rye bread.
Not her.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late-to-start an age-maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set 4 free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
And everything's going well with yours?
I haven't done anything, okay, but hell good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're far out.
Not really, but yes. Well, yeah. But it'll be fine. I'm like really not stressing at all.
Good.
Surprisingly so, I've been very chill.
You have a meeting next week, right? A big one?
Potentially.
To go over stuff?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure what's happening.
Do you need
happening.
Like a flower boy?
No. I have a ring bearer though.
Oh, okay. You know what? We just
it.
Booked that up.
You have me do but I lose
my
it.
My little baby nephew.
Oh. Speaking of rings, we just got our wedding bands done.
Oh wait, you guys went down.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it's so cool because we had them like custom. And the guy was asking me, he was like, what do you want like your wedding band to look like? And I was like describing it. And I ended up drawing it on a piece of paper what I want it to look like. And like I sat with the guy and we like picked like and designed the whole thing. He's like, perfect, we'll get it made. So they took
everything you have lucky girl syndrome.
Yeah.
Whatever you want is happening to you.
Lucky girl syndrome?
Lucky girl syndrome.
Amazing.
Anything I want so comes lucky. To me.
She's a star.
But yeah, so I'm really excited because I have no idea what it's going to look like other than what I drew on the piece of paper.
But that's cool because it's like custom, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I like the
that's
that
fun.
A lot.
Oh, hello.
That is sick. Ooh, my best friend, her husband, when they were designing their rings, he was like, I want my ring to look like a lion with chocolate diamonds. And she was like, meh. What the hell?
What the hell am I supposed to do that? It looks like a class ring.
literally, that's what he wanted, like a Super Bowl ring. She's like, how am I supposed to do this? She's like, well, no lion, but like, I'll try to find chocolate diamonds. So she's going from like jeweler to jeweler, like all these really nice jewelers. And then she ends up at this one that I think it was just like a small like mom and pop shop. And she walks in. I think she was getting her ring fixed with him or something. She's like, perchance, do you have chocolate diamonds? Like, I know this is really crazy. He's like this sweet old man. He goes into his office. He comes back with a cup filled with chocolate diamonds.
Stop.
He goes like this. And she's like, that's exactly what I've been looking for. And she made him this like beautiful like band that's got like chocolate diamonds and like regular pave.
I don't even know what chocolate diamonds
they're
are.
Like brown. Really brown.
They're
diamond.
Just brown.
Yeah, but they're really pretty.
Can I look that up?
Chocolate diamond.
And she, chocolate what was she making? Ring. A ring for ring. Him? Oh, oh.
Isn't that cool?
I could see myself wearing that.
It's really
a brown
pretty.
Ring.
It's like brown little baby diamonds and then like white little baby diamonds like circled around. It's ooh, really beautiful. Oh,
Gotti.
No mm-hmm. lion though.
All right, I know what I want for a ring.
It's actually like,
they're really pretty.
It's more pretty than I thought.
Yeah, they're really pretty.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's like, and they're kind
of
like
my dad literally has a ring like
they're
that.
They're gorge.
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah, the rings are supposed to be coming in like a week. So
oh, good, good. Is it being mailed here or
like this?
To my house here. Yeah,
to your house here.
Yes, so beautiful. I cannot wait. Mariah's gonna look amazing.
Stunning.
Stunning.
No, it's gonna be so good.
Oh, she's. I hope she looks as good as you in a wedding dress.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Oh my God, I forgot. Oh yeah, we got a plan for that.
I know, Heath and I are trying wedding dresses on tomorrow.
You're going to feel so beautiful, you guys.
I know, I'm going to feel like a queen.
Jordan, can I borrow your balloons?
I was just going to make a Jordan joke.
Jordan would look so cute in a wedding dress.
Jordan would look stunning.
Stunning.
What's so funny, also real quick, guys, Jordan shaved his entire body for this. Yeah.
And
he was wearing a long sleeve sweater. And he lifted it up and his armpits shaved.
And didn't you feel like a smooth baby dolphin?
Like a seal.
Like a seal.
Like a baby seal. But I did tell him I don't shave my arm, so he didn't need to do that.
I think he just wanted to commit.
He didn't consult me first.
Would you do that? Would you do it again?
Yes.
You dress up as me?
No. Shave his arms.
Oh.
Like a full body shave.
Oh, he said yes is dressing up as me. He said maybe not on the shaving the arms.
I don't know because it's very prickly. Right now I'm in the cactus.
It's oh, that growing
it's terrible,
out
Jordan.
Phase. Yeah.
I did my butt once. I hated it.
Ooh. Prickle.
And it's kind of itchy. I know.
Oh, God. It's not like itchy. It's more like it feels like something's missing. It's like this weird like,
Okay.
You know?
Abrasive? Is it like rubbing raw?
It's yeah, it just fell. It didn't feel right. I like the fur on my butt. It's nice.
Not the fur.
Your butt cheeks we're talking?
Butt cheeks. Oh. Like the round. The buttocks. Yeah.
I thought you meant your asshole this whole time.
I thought so too.
No. The cheeks.
Okay.
The cheeks. I know you ladies went to the Grammys this weekend. How was that?
We did go to the Grammys.
Sorry, that no plus sick. Ones.
What?
No
I know, it's okay. Ones. We tried seeing you on the TV, the live red carpet. I couldn't find you guys.
Oh, that's okay. It was really fun. I mean, the show was amazing. It was such a good show. We got all dressed up and we had so much fun.
You guys look good. I saw a lot of good good notes on your guys' outfits.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, when the Grammys pop up, people are doing dress reviews and shit.
People liked it.
People were giving good, good notes on you guys. Yeah.
Oh, how exciting!
It's good because I feel like influencers get like bad rap on the carpet, but I know you girls were getting good comments.
Yay!
And you had feedback. A malfunction.
I had a bit of a malfunction. We just talked about this on Pretty Basic. We got dropped off on the wrong side of the crypto arena. So we got dropped off on the other side of the LA Convention Center.
Oh, you had your Miley Cyrus moment. Oh,
wow. What is that?
Oh, when she got dropped off like 50 feet back before the carpet, and she had that full meltdown. You know, you've never seen that video?
Yes, yes, yes.
It was like her first VMA thing.
Oh,
it was
young.
And
she was hosting. She had blonde hair.
They passed the carpet where you're supposed to enter, and she flipped out and she had to wrap around, but she couldn't do it.
And she was like crying. Mm. Yes. Yeah. We got dropped off 2 miles away. We had to walk in heels in the middle of downtown.
But they said we were at the right spot, which was crazy. They're like, we're like carpet, and they're like, yes, here, you can get out here. And we're like, okay, are you sure? Because we're supposed to be over there. And they're like, yes, just walk around. We're like, okay.
We got dropped off at the other side of the convention center.
Dirty. No.
He didn't want to make that ride, that drive.
They have the road blocked off. Rem and I are the only two people who look like they're going to an award show. Like, we're walking for like blocks. And I'm just like, this is so, I was just
did
like.
Did you know where you had to go? And like, you had like a destination. You were like, oh, we have to walk here as soon as you got out? Or were you kind of like winging it?
It's those award shows, it's so big, especially that arena. I feel like it's, you really don't know. Like, yeah, that's why they have a drop-off center. And if you're not there, it's like kind of hard to find. And they usually don't let anybody in.
They gave us like a cross streets, but our Uber's trying to go so many different ways. They have so many streets blocked off. And then finally we find the credential like area. Our Uber driver was amazing. He was so sweet. And then they're like, okay, are you here? We show our tickets. They give us like a guest pass only to go
20 feet,
like 500 feet, if that. And then we pull up to a cop and he like stops us. And then he's like, okay, like here, you guys can get out here. And we're like, what was the point of the sign? Like, what was the point of the sign? But then we're like, okay, like, you know, it must be around the corner.
And then we proceeded to walk 2 miles to get to the carpet. But because we're walking through downtown and my dress was so long, I was like, and holding other stuff, I was trying to hold like my train with one arm, and then I get tired and I'd switch to the other arm.
Your
and
Grammy in the other arm.
Exactly. I was trying to balance them on my balloons. And so I had the dress split in the back, and I had like half on the left arm, half on the right arm. And we walk literally so far. We're walking all along the side, like by the Ritz-Carlton. Now we're walking all the way there. We're walking through the parking lot. We get told we're on the wrong side of the parking lot. We have to go across the parking lot. So we're walking across. And we finally make it to the carpet. And we're like at like the beginning.
Sweating. Yeah, right,
surprisingly, no. Shout out to One Size Setting Spray. But
I know. Thank God.
Thank God.
No, literally, thank God.
They had like the carpet kind of like little starting area, and then you go inside the tent, and then you like check in, do security there, and then the actual carpet's through there. So like we had just gone to like the outside of it, so luckily I caught it early. But I was holding my dress, and we met up with the girls that invited us, and we were talking to them, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I feel breeze in my ass.
No.
And I literally put my dress down and I go to touch my butt. I feel skin. Full skin.
Through your dress?
Through my dress, through my ass, right down the crack. There is like a 6-inch hole in my dress.
No way.
You just see straight in thong and cheeks.
We should have segued this. Speaking of ass.
Speaking of feeling cold on my ass, I'm like, oh my God. And so then we looked at it and realized, there's just a giant hole down the back, but they made it that way. But they didn't tell me.
Wait, what?
Apparently they needed it to be there so I could like get into the dress, because without getting in, like I wouldn't be able to like get it up over me. But then I did tell our stylist, I was like, maybe you should let them know like to tell people to not split it down the middle.
Like
because
when it's down, it looked beautiful and it looked fine, but it definitely like we were looking at, she goes, Alicia, do I have a hole in my butt? I'm like, there's no fucking
Is it
way.
A certain way where you like stand or bend where then it like.
So fully... it was done purposefully.
Mm-hmm. But it looked like it was missing a stitch. Like that's the, like, cause normally if there is, cause sometimes like the skirt, especially if it's a corset, like it'll have two parts to it. But normally the skirt part would still have another hook and it didn't. So we kept being like, are we crazy? But I was like, no, like there's a hole. Your ass looked great though.
Thank you so much.
It was so perky.
Thank you.
Were you exposed?
Yes. Full ass out.
Like at all times? Like, or was it?
I think it was only, but I can't tell you how long I was holding it like that, to and be I honest. And there were children around. Yeah. I didn't know. It took me a minute to feel that, but we got to the carpet and luckily by the time that we actually like walked, I was told to not split it down the middle. So after that, we were good for the most part.
It couldn't have been as bad as Kanye's wife on the carpet. You know, it couldn't have been that bad.
I feel really badly for her.
It made me uncomfortable and like sad for her.
I feel sad for her.
Did you see that in person happen? Or?
No, so they weren't even invited.
Oh, they weren't.
No.
So I found out through different sources. Again, I don't know if like these sources are like accurate, but they were saying that they invited him because he was part of something that was nominated for a Grammy. Oh. So they invited him, but he didn't want to go to the award show. So he just did the carpet. That's what I've been seeing.
I saw he got kicked. I know he got kicked out.
There was other sources saying that he got kicked out and other sources that say he wasn't even invited to the Grammys. He just showed up to the carpet. So like, it could be these three different
like, obviously, I'm sure at that level, even if he wasn't quote invited, like if they're like, "Hey, Kanye's coming," they're obviously
they're gonna let him
pull up a chair.
Yeah,
because who knows what will happen if like
he's like. But oh my god, that was so uncomfortable.
That was crazy.
They must have come later once we were already through because it was still daytime. But like, I didn't recognize any of the other people that were like around.
That's jail time, right? That's indecent exposure.
I was
it technically is. Like illegal, like you can't do that.
Because the videos I was seeing, obviously it was like blurred. You could tell like it was edited blurred over it. So I didn't see like the actual thing, but it had to have been like bad enough in person.
They were posting those lights on TikTok.
No, I saw unblurred. It uncensored. Yeah.
Don't even get me started on, I don't even know how TikTok allowed that on TikTok.
I don't get it.
Don't get it at all.
Did you see it on TikTok?
I did see it after, and we were inside sitting. And then we were like looking at TikTok and that's when it showed up and I got a text that it was like that they got kicked out. And so then we started looking into it, but I didn't hear a word about it inside, honestly.
Also for people who care, but a lot of people are like, clearly none of you read Julia Fox's book because I guess in her book that more recently came out, she was saying that like he would always like force her to do like to wear like crazy shit.
I hate that.
Just for to make a statement? Like, is it more, or like, to make him look cool? Like,
I didn't read it. I don't know.
That's so weird. So interesting.
Like, yeah. And then she had liked that TikTok or something, or we posted that TikTok.
Did you see the picture I sent you of, a billboard that was up in New York?
Oh, it was reversed.
Kanye. Someone put her in like a black outfit and him in like the, in the see-through outfit. It was really funny. But in my head, I was like, if you're going to make her wear that, you wear that yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Also,
if you're going to make a statement like that, you wear the same shit on your body and go on the carpet like that.
Yeah. I used to love him, which that's what makes me sad. Cause now I'm like, you fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Back to Ubers real quick.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging
for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
Have you seen the new thing that these horrible Uber drivers are doing with like a steam smoke thing that they're releasing in the car?
What?
No.
There was this girl that was in an Uber, and she said she saw the Uber driver open up the glove box, like the little center glove box
console. Oh, like the center console.
And she saw like a smoke, like steam type thing, like coming out of it.
Oh, hell no.
And she like thought it was really weird. And then she looked up at the rearview mirror, and she could see the guy go like this, covering his mouth and like holding his breath. So she said she instinctively got like a weird gut feeling and like held her breath.
Oh my God.
And then as soon as like the car stopped, she opened the door and like ran out. And she said that when she was near people, as soon as she got out, she was like trying to talk and was like feeling like super lightheaded about to pass out. And then other people have been coming out about this. It's been like in like a lot of states, they're releasing like this gas smoke type thing to make people go unconscious in the car. So like, be careful in these Ubers. Like, I don't like, just makes me feel sick. I don't
That's
understand.
That's insane. And you know they're gonna start coming out with shit where it's like you don't even see the fucking smoke.
It's just so sad because like there's so many people who like do Uber to make a living, and like here like those people like fuck it up for like.
It's crazy that it's like Ubers. It's like it's an actual Uber that you're calling. Like that's an account. It just makes no sense that. I wonder how many rides they had.
You would think like. Just getting a ride like an Uber, you should feel so safe and not even have to think about something like that being a possibility.
No.
Yeah.
But even if you have a bad Uber rating, you should still never be put in a situation like that.
I've been looking at Uber rides now. Mm-hmm. I'll look at the number. Like I've been doing that like more recently.
Ratings?
Too. No, not ratings. More how many rides they've done.
Oh.
So if you see like a really low number, it's kind of like a red flag. It's like, oh, they've only done 20. They're probably waiting for, they probably made a new account. I'm not saying all of them, but like, that's just something
to
look out for.
Is there a background check? I don't know if like.
I think they back.
There has to be, right?
There has to be, but like, there are times where I get into Ubers and it's not the person driving. Like the person's picture doesn't match the person. It happens more frequently than.
Really?
A lot.
Yeah.
And especially like people like on Postmate.
Because I think they'll split it. It's either like, it could be like a couple maybe that like has one of them has.
I can't do multiple.
Exactly.
A lot of times it will show a girl and then a guy will be the one.
Driving. Yeah.
I feel that's happened to me once or twice. But then I remember checking the license to make sure. And I was like, hey, well, it's the right one. I was like, maybe it's just a glitch. But like, it's scary.
Yeah.
Especially by yourself.
Ever since I saw Postmates one time have two people in the car in my head, I was like, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they like split the ride or they just like kind of.
Yeah.
Take
like
turns.
Someone
or maybe they're a couple.
But they're still not spending supposed time to do that.
Together.
Or that too. Yeah. Just like that.
Even like downtown LA, like to find parking.
Oh, like, oh yeah.
It would make, it'd be nicer to like have someone who can help. But I believe you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Oh man, if I was delivering food though downtown, I 100% I'd be like, yo, can you ride with me? Like
when Cal first moved to LA, he did DoorDash and he said whenever he got a downtown delivery, it was the worst because he'd have to pay for his own parking and then it, he'd have to go into like these high rises and go like 80 floors up, get no tip.
No tip.
For Uber does, or they don't cover, like that doesn't count as like a business expense or?
I don't know. I think he said he'd have to pay for it or maybe like, maybe he'd get reimbursed, but it would take a long time or something like that.
That makes sense.
But it was just really like hard overall, like especially downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like $20 parking. He's like, I just need to.
Yeah. For a second.
And you got to do that public parking too, which is they're all like over $20.
I see why a lot of them do like the either motorcycle, moped, electric bike type thing because you don't have to deal with like the parking situation and you can, I feel like that definitely helps.
Do they still have those scooters around the city? Like birds?
I
still have that, right?
I haven't seen them recently.
I used to remember, like, I felt like we saw them everywhere like, like 3 years ago.
What happened with them though? Wasn't there like a big lawsuit or something?
People were like throwing them in like piles and like burning them, throwing them into the water. Really? Yeah, people were like destroying all of them.
Oh shit! Because I know there's people that are collecting them to charge them because you're getting paid. People are getting paid to charge them.
No, something happened with Bird specifically, like a lawsuit. I think with Bird.
Was it like DUI stuff?
I know some. I don't know people that got DUIs, but I saw people online were getting DUIs because if you drive them while you were drunk, like bar hopping or something.
Oh yeah, no, that's
Bird scooter. Wasn't there a big lawsuit?
It's also like a lot of people were like on getting birds hit, and got hit. Like my old manager was on a bird when he was on vacation and got hit by a drunk driver and he ended up passing away.
Oh no.
While he was on the bird. It's awful. Like a lot of people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've seen even videos of like people on scooters hitting pedestrians and killing pedestrians like that too. That's so scary.
That makes, I mean, cause then does Bird or Lime have to pay those? I'm sure that's what the lawsuits
liability.
Were.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Because I know they're still in some cities. Like I think in New York they still have them.
There was the Lime scooters in Toluca when I was living there.
Oh yeah.
We would take those every once in a while.
Maybe it was just like a fad.
Metro bikes too.
But I will say quick PSA, and I don't know if this is obvious or not, but with the Uber stuff, I always have on my map up where I'm going.
Yeah.
To watch the directions at the same time. Mm-hmm. To make sure you're going the right way and just like always be aware.
Yeah.
Of like, I'm always watching.
Like a lot of people will just like put their head down and like be on their phone or like listen to music and not really pay attention. But like I always am looking at the map.
I have it up on like how you have maps when you're driving. I have Uber app up on my phone at all times. Almost like it's just a GPS. Just
especially
like
if you're in a new area and you don't like know the streets, if they're going like the right way, just like always.
One thing that was cool was not, well, this wasn't cool because it was an accident, but going off of that, the other day I was Ubering and I looked down and I get someone's trying to call me and I'm like, weird random number, I don't recognize, it's fine. And then they leave a voicemail and it's like, if this is an emergency, call 911, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what? And then I go, oh my God, I know Uber, the app has that feature. And I was like, I wonder if I accidentally pressed that I like needed something. Oh. So then I go to the app and it was like, are you in danger or something? And I was like, no. But I felt so bad because I was like, oh my God, this poor guy's going to get a bad rating because of me. But then I literally, my dumbass fingers hit it, but I thought it was a cool feature that I know they've now implemented. And
oh, that's really good. I did not know they had that feature.
Yeah. They also have a feature where if your driver, because I've been in a couple Ubers where I was okay, but I think the driver just like took a long route to maybe make more money or something.
They do that a lot.
They'll go off the route and then the app will update and be like, hi, your driver's going off the route. Are you okay?
Oh, yes. That's
didn't
nice.
Know they had that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's good that they're implementing like different features on there.
You could always play that audio. Hey babe, this is your I just got out of prison.
I'm watching. So good.
So
good.
So funny.
Some girl did a TikTok where when she sees a Postmate driver is a dude and delivering her food, she'll like, while she's coming down the stairs, you hear her go, oh no, you're so funny. Yeah, no, I told you I was ordering food for myself. Yeah, you keep just lifting there, you big meathead. And then she opens her, is like, thank you. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Just the alarm system has been going off all night. Yeah, all right. I'll be right up there. Oh God, he's just just to make it seem like she's so not good. Home alone.
That's actually really funny.
I mean, not that funny, but I've totally been like, oh, like, let me ask my husband, let me ask my boyfriend. Like, I've totally done that just to be like, I'm not.
I'm stupid. I still, I'm, but it's dark everywhere in the house. I'm like, in my boxers. Thank you.
Yeah, clearly, I'm by myself.
And it's a big bag. I'm always ordering for three people when I order.
No, you do it just so it doesn't seem like you're eating it all yourself. You're like, oh, I got it, guys.
Hey, guys, I'll be right up.
I got it.
The worst is when you get your bag and they give you silverware for like four people.
Seven because pairs of the chopsticks.
Because of the amount of food that you ordered, and you're like, maybe I should rethink.
Yeah.
Really puts into perspective. Like,
yeah. I also.
Leftovers.
Yeah,
I realize how much I eat, like, as an American going to Japan and seeing the looks I was getting where whenever I was ordering more than like a single serving of any food.
Did we tell you that the restaurant was laughing at us and they were pulling all the waiters and waitresses over to see,
like, point us and laugh? It was insane. What,
was it like a buffet? Was it like
we ordered.
It was kind of like a cafe. Like, it had like.
We had like outside seating.
It was somewhere like you would see like influencers kind of like really filming their food. Okay. Yeah.
But they, every 5 seconds we would see another worker poke his head out and look and be like,
really?
And wait, what kind of food was it?
It was wild.
It was just like a brunch type place. We had like a grain bowl and then.
So we were ordering we were ordering sides so we can try everything. Cause you know, we're in Japan. Oh, we want to try everything.
I'm sure they thought it was
but
cute.
But we didn't order, like I wouldn't say we ordered more. We ordered pretty normal, but we'd like order in a restaurant.
And then one of my buddies who lives in Japan, Shota, I called him and I was like, can you try to figure out like what's going on?
Yeah.
So the waiter was talking to him in Japanese and he started laughing and I was like, what's he saying? And he's like,
on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, what's going on? Like, why do they keep staring and like laughing at us? And he said that he thinks you guys are monsters because of how much you're eating. And I was like, that's so crazy.
That's hilarious.
They just like, we're so surprised by how much we were eating.
Yeah.
I guess we weren't at a very popular spot, like where tourists go, because it was just like a wild, like it was like something they've never seen ever. Yeah.
But we looked around, like everybody else had like a tiny.
Oh yeah, it's like.
Cal and I, when we went, did I tell this story about the omakase experience that we had?
No.
I don't think I have. When Cal and I went last year, a couple years ago, I forget. We went and one thing we really wanted to do was like a really authentic omakase place. So we talked to the hotel. Cal got it all set up. He was really excited. He went to the front desk and told them and they're like, oh, there's this like this really popular one that like locals go to, blah, 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 blah. And so it was really hard to get a reservation. He got us a reservation and they were like, make sure you're on time. Like, make sure you are not late. So we made sure we were there. We got there. And by the time we got there, there was one guy already waiting outside and we were there on time. And then a lot of people like came later and were like, weird, but they stressed it so much, but okay. But I could tell that everybody that was coming were locals or people that just Japanese people that live in Japan, not tourists. And so they opened up the door finally to let us in. And when they let us in, from what I remember, everybody like walks in and they are like greeted and like sat at the sushi bar, right? So there's like a little bar. I think there were like 10 spots and it was like a little L and everybody sits down and then they come up to Cal and I and they're like, hi, you can come this way. They didn't ask our name. They didn't ask for a reservation. They take us to, I'm not kidding you guys, if like this is where the sushi bar is, like the table in the middle, we are here. So we're like so close to them. We could like almost touch them, but they put us in, I'm not kidding, a broom closet.
What?
I'm not lying at all. I can find the video for you. It's this tiny little closet. It's smaller. It's like half the size of this. It's just a tiny little table, two seats. That's it. So this whole restaurant is just the sushi bar. And then me and Cal sitting at this little corner and inside this like closet. And so we're like,
no other spot was like this.
No,
this is the only
spot. It was just
us two. And
there
was other open seats.
It's open seats. So they're out of the 10 seats open, there were probably, I think from what I remember, I think there were like 4 or 5 seats open. They start the whole thing though. And no one's there. And they said, come on time. So there's 4 seats open and we're sitting there. And I'm like kind of getting upset because I was like, this just feels really weird. And Cal and I are like
you're getting punished.
Yeah,
for-
it was so strange. And Cal and I were like, oh, well, at first I was like, well, maybe, you know, they have reservations. But then I was like, but they didn't ask for anyone's name. Like, it's not like they asked for our name. So I was like, this is so weird. And the whole thing was strange. And I was texting our friend Mia, who's Japanese and she speaks fluent Japanese. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, oh my God, yeah. Well, at first she was mad. She was like, her mom was there. She's like, let me send my mom there. Like, da, 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 da. And she was saying like, they're probably just like, you know, not super into tourists and like not into Americans and all these things. And so we sat in that little broom closet. I need to find the video for you because you're going to scream. And we are just like, what is going on? We had this whole dinner. And I think I even asked the waitress at one point, like, what was going on? I think she said like, oh, there were reservations. I kind of forget, but it was just the weirdest experience. And it was so expensive. Oh, it was like $600 or something. It was crazy.
And you're in a broom closet.
I'm not even exaggerating, you guys. You're going to scream when you see the video.
Cal ruined it for you.
Cal thought it was a private room that he booked.
They're like, we have a private room.
Here's the thing. If they checked our name, then I wouldn't have been like, I was like, oh, maybe we got the last reservations. Right. They didn't ask our name ever.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this broom room.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
There's no way.
There's
you're literally next to a coach.
I know. Isn't that weird? That's the only seats there.
Wait, that makes me sad.
That's okay. It gave a good story.
Bro, your face. Oh my.
It just also felt like there's definitely something going on that no one's telling us right now.
The coke.
Like I'm not exaggerating at all. It was so tiny.
All right, next year I'm going to be Remy in broom closet. Remy in
broom closet. You dressed up.
They told us to dress up.
Yeah, you wore your best outfit too.
I was dressed up. I did my makeup. Oh, Loshi.
No, we were walking by. Hey, can you grab my coat?
No, it made me feel bad for Cal because like he was so excited.
It was actually like 600 like so US money. Dollars.
I think so. it was a lot.
Was the food good at least?
I think it might have been like 700 honestly between the two of us. It was good, but I realized
they served your food in to-go boxes.
I love sushi, but I realized at that omakase I like specific sushi. Like I had the fish that I like and that's kind of it. Mm-hmm. Whereas Cal's very adventurous. So he enjoyed it a lot, honestly.
You see, like for me, I would have loved that moment. Because I'm like, oh my God, this is just
memories.
No,
in
it
the
was
moment
funny.
You're like frustrated and annoyed, but then you like laugh about it after because yeah. it's like a really yeah. funny story.
Yeah. It was hilarious, honestly.
I kill for moments like that. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about
it. Remy, imagine you doing a full like restaurant review. Hey guys, so I went to this super exclusive restaurant.
I got all my content on
it. But Remy, you know how funny that video would have like been if you just, oh my God, so they just gave us the private room call. Oh my God, people would be dying.
Should I do
oh
it
my
now?
God,
Maybe
yes.
I'll do it
we
now. I'll make
did
it now.
The private room closet. We were so thrilled.
We opted for the private experience.
But just imagine the clip of you just like grabbing the coat and giving it to like all the people.
Wait, there's literally, no, there's like actually like a coat hanger. Like yeah. There's like a.
Oh, look, you got a little light on the top. You did get your own little room.
It was like the like Harry Potter's room.
It's got a pull string yeah. to like turn it on and off.
Oh, wait, you guys look, they put people's bags next to us.
That's their to-go.
People's shopping bags. I didn't even notice.
Damn. Oh, I kind of want to go there now.
No, it's really funny.
If that happens to us too, that's good.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got it right. There are 4 open chairs.
I would have stolen all those bags.
And Remy, the whole time they were empty.
They came in. I think it must have been like probably like a 2-hour dinner. They came in like maybe like the last 30 minutes or so. But they really stressed. They were like, "Do not be late." So I was like,
"Okay." I mean, I guess at
I
least someone
maybe they
came
called ahead.
In.
Maybe I don't know, but. Made a good story.
Well, wow, that was hilarious, Remy. I really needed that to end the episode.
Oh, I'm so glad we could all laugh at my trauma.
It just takes a little time to get to the point where you can laugh about it.
It does.
But we're there.
We yeah. are. Honestly, yes. It was a good experience. And I would go back again.
At least
honestly.
The food yeah. was good.
I would go
back. If it was
back.
Bad food and you were stuck in a closet, then.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. And it's right next to a Family Mart. I walked right over after, got a Fami Chicky and some dessert.
Aww.
Spicy chicken. Yes. It was
so pissed
yum.
I didn't get a single fluffy pancake when I was in Japan. And that was the
only
thing
God.
I wanted.
That's all we wanted when we were out there was a fluffy
Did
pancake.
Did you know?
Pancake.
Yes.
They're really popular chain. They built one here in LA. We should go for a video. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted.
Flippers.
That's in LA.
One.
It's in West Hollywood.
Have you had them?
I haven't actually, no.
Let's do
Wait,
it, please.
No, we did. We did at the mall, but I want to go to like get the fresh ones.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
There was a place
so
Mia
bad.
Told me to go to in Japan that Ash and I went to, and they had them there, and they were so good. Oh, but there was multiple.
Okay.
They need to open an Ichiran out here, too.
New York has a lot now.
And they need to make lemon sours popular here.
Yes.
That's all I want to drink, and you cannot get it anywhere. They should be at every bar.
We were messing up lemon sours in Japan.
Is it a can?
They have cans that you can also get them
as a cocktail.
Drink.
It's
you
like a very popular drink.
You should go to a Japanese market and try to find it. I'm sure it's there.
We got every single
good idea. I take you guys to an Asian market. Okay.
I would love that.
Gorgeous.
Mm. And then I have to go grocery shopping.
Okay.
For us.
Have you guys seen the really funny meme online that's like how everyone's annoyed when they get a male Instacart shopping?
Yes. They're terrible.
Wait,
though.
I've never
it's like
thought
I want,
of that.
No, because it's like they I want 6 bananas. They bring you 6 pounds of bananas.
Oh my
like
God.
Like how you don't trust your boyfriend to go grocery shopping yeah. for you. You're like, this specific brand, here's a photo of exactly what I want. And they somehow bring something different.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like the same thing when you get a guy for Instacart shopping.
Yeah. They do it to like when people get into Harvard, like that reaction. Mm-hmm. It's like me seeing that. Me seeing that I got a woman as my Instagram shopper. It's like,
wait,
so good.
Oh, I get a guy, it's like, hi, they don't have like the 6-count blue egg that you want. Like, which one do you want? They send a photo. It's right there in the middle. You're like, hey, actually, it's just right there. If you could just grab that one. Thank you.
I never
hate them all.
Well, thank you guys for watching this episode. We love you and we will catch you next
on
week.
On the flip side.
On the
we
flip
love
side.
You guys.
Bye.
If you made it this far, comment a broom emoji. Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Military veterans and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.